Welcome everybody, Shinama 921, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to talk about one interesting thing. We're in the middle of the halachas of Amen in our Siman Reish Tesvav. So we spoke about, we said, L'maisa the halach is how the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. If a child is below chinuch, a small child, let's say 3, whatever the age of chinuch, we said is questionable, 6, 7, or along those lines, everybody has to ask their own rav in conjunction with their own children. But be it as it may, a small little child makes a brach in general, not to say amen. That was the Mishabura said, and that's how the Mishabura holds l'maisa. That's how what's mashma. Sifkot and tezayin mashma dal bracha shemavarech alachilach aygavna kaidem shigei lachinuch elan is amen alav. Okay, so not to answer amen. Just I want to go through that inyan a little bit. There's some various different shitas in reference to how to work that issue. If a little child says a bracha and he's eating, it's not the, if the child is learning, that right. So then you don't say amen, even an older child, right? A little bit older, whatever the child you're learning, he's saying, you're teaching him brachas, you're saying Hashem's name, he's saying Hashem's name, you want to teach him the right way, you don't say amen. But let's say the child is eating, he's 3, 4 years old, below chinuch, so halacha lemaisa, you don't answer. But there are ways to work with it, and we'll see in the Piskei Tshuvos that actually the minig today, there's some who say that the minig today is actually that became the minig that we do say, even on a little child's bracha, for various different reasons, which we'll try and go through real quickly. So interesting things. Just want to go through the Dershu brings down in Ice 18 in conjunction with that which we said in the Mishmaru Mashba Dal Brocha Shemavarech Alachila Chaygav Nekayim Shegei Lachinach Elan Es Amen, that we don't say Amen on a little child's bracha even though he's eating. So for various different shittas brings down the Dershu. Number one, he says he brings from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, to say amen, but without the nun, amen, aleph mem. Don't say l'loy nun, don't say the nun at the end, so then you're not saying anything, right? So then why are you saying that? You're fooling the child? No. She'az ein zeh amen kehilchasa. You're not saying amen kehilchasa because the chayre coin to Allah you're not supposed to, but ve'itza latinik ein zeh nika she'ein oina karoi. So that when the little child sees you, you know, he could start asking you, why are you not saying amen to my brachas? What are you doing? You know, so, but over here, I'm saying amen. He's not going to know the difference. You say a nun, you don't say a nun. Even though you might say, well, I'm not teaching him the right way. But l'chayre, a little child is not going to know the difference. So that's how what he brings down from Reb Shlomo Zalman. He brings interesting from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Shekavonisa, that wants to say Pshat in the Mishabura, Shekavonisa Mishabura, the Kavona of the Mishabura, even though the Mishabura said not to say Amen on a little child's bracha, Shekavonisa Mishabura, Kan, he rock, She'ain Loimer Amen, don't say Amen, good, but he means don't say Amen, Abracha, Berchas Atinik, Betaris Chiev, don't say it with a Chiev, in other words, with the intention of saying Amen to somebody's bracha. In other words, a 3-year-old kid makes a bracha and he's eating the food or whatever, so good. So you say amen, but don't have in mind the chiyuv. That's what he wants to say. Al birchas tinek b'teres chiyuv. Ach loimrei kedei lechanchai lanais amen. That would be mut. In other words, have in mind. Not I don't want to be yoytze amen on his bracha, but I just want to be yoytze in teaching the child the right way. Every time he makes a bracha, he doesn't hear amen. He's going to think you don't say amen after a bracha, but you want to be mechanach the child the right way. So that's what he says. Ach loimrei that which Mishbur says not to say amen. He means not to say it. Says Rav Chaim b'teres. But to say it and having in mind that to be mechanech the child, to teach him the right way, that is mutter, he says that is okay. Very interesting. Okay, so then he says, he just ends off Lamaisa from his father, the stipler, it looks like, that you answer with that reasoning, but if the kid is not listening, let's say he doesn't hear the amen or something like that, or it's not gonna, there won't be any chinuch in that case in time, the child's too small or whatever, so then just don't answer. He says that's how Rav Eliashiv held also like that. So interesting to note that there are various different shitas when it comes to how to work with a little child under the age of chinuch saying amen. Now, we want to keep in mind, we said if the child is above chinuch, then for sure, you know, a child that's older, 6, 7, then he says, then you must say amen, right? He makes a bracha, you hear it, you have to say amen. Okay, so just real quickly to end off, the Piskei Tshuvas says in Oishes, page Tov Lamed Aleph, now Simon Reish says, well, that Lamaisa, bottom line is Vine Aminig Haposhet, the Minig by Klal Yisrael became over the years, Midaridaris La'anis Amen Gam Acha Birchas Katne Katanim. Even a little child says Bracha, and he's eating, again, if he's learning is something else. So if he's learning, you don't say Amen. But, he's eating. He makes a bracha, a nice bracha. Even though he's a small little child, shalayigi lechinuch, 3, whatever, 4, that we answer amen. The minig became that we answer amen. V'hanach lehem Yisrael. He says, im einam neviim b'nei neviim him. Okay, whatever the case is, but it's very interesting. And then he says, he ends off. He says, kibukach gam mechanchim as a cotton. You're also, like we spoke about, you're also being mechanach the cotton, this little 4-year-old kid, even though he's below chinuch. But Lamaisa, he sees his parent or his Rebbe or whatever saying Amen on his bracha. He's learning to say Amen. Kibukach gam mechanchim esakotin ba'atzmei lan es amen kishe shemei abracha mi'acherim shayinen gadol yesh b'zeh afilo dain einoi bar chinuch, right? In other words, he's going to learn to say Amen. Then he brings on the bottom, like we spoke, we said before, he brings from the stipler that... the stipler, he brings in Ois 46, the stipler says, used to talk answer Amen on small children, even 3 years old, he brings on Ve'elach, from 3 and up, he says, from 3 and up. Acha Birchas Katana Megil Sholesh, from 3 and up, Ve'elach Gedei Lechanech Esakotin Lanitzanim, to teach the child, he has to say Amen. That's all. And then he brings from others that Kol Tinik, someone to say, Shalmas Chaim, he brings down Kol Tinik Mashmashes Ragel. What does it mean, Mashmashes Ragel, Varech Alawaychel? Once the kid is able to make a bracha on the food, Choshev Kigi Elachinich, that he wants to say that he's already Higi Elachinich, so he's already at the age, Efshel Lanis Amen, Lach Rav Amen, even over there. And then he says, Menegoylam Lanis Amen, Af Bekat Nekatanim, that you hear a bracha, kid makes a bracha. He say Amen. Then he brings from Rav Fisher. Also, he brings Zech Tzadik Lebracha. Miyashav Aminig Bekama Oifnei. Various different reasons why people say Amen to brachas of little children, even though they're below chinuch, like 3 or 4 years old or something like that. Okay, he actually brings on the bottom from the Klosenberg Zech Tzadik Lebracha that. To the point that v'hoyaloi inyan gadol, how big it was amen, the importance of saying amen, v'hoyanoisel lehem davar, Michael, he would actually give little kids to eat and answer amen to their brachas. So the bottom line is, to make a long story short, we're not going to, you know, take too much more time on this, but the bottom line is halacha lemaisa, according to the Shulchan Aruch Mishabur, okay, we don't answer amen again to children that are below chinuch, right? Okay, I don't want to give the age because it depends each situation, but below 5 for sure. So little children making a brach in general, halacha lemaisa, you don't say amen. But the minig is that we do say amen, and those who say amen definitely yesh amin lismach. Some say amen, like we saw with Shlem Zalman without a nun. So definitely if somebody says amen, there's many major gedolim like we saw that did say amen, even to a little child when they made a bracha, teaching them they should know they have to say amen. So you know, whichever way you turn is l'chayr, there's what to rely on. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tuv.